We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
...in the spring and summer. Use them in the evening and off-peak hours. This minimizes the effects of heat and saves on electric costs. Show us your one thing by using hashtag one thing.
According to the 2010 census, only 13% of the population was over 65. Well, I wasn't part of the 13% back then, but I am now. And with the 2020 census, my response will inform funding for things like healthcare, public transit, all types of things to make 65 feel like the new 40. Yeah, okay, maybe the new 50.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
For the ones who forge metal and those with nerves of steel. For the ones who burn the midnight oil and the ones who rise with the sun. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry with over 250 local branches and a team of specialists available 24/7 to help you solve any challenge. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As a bald man, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
All right, I'm here. My name's Gary Parish. I'm speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Bennett Doyle's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day as best you can. There's about a million things more important in this world than sports right now. But that doesn't mean we aren't still missing sports. And I'll tell you, today's the first day, really, where my mood was affected by the lack of sports. Because this would have been
an incredible
sports day. And instead, we got nothing. I'll walk you through it a minute. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:25, Kaylee Hartung's going to join me. She is a correspondent for ABC News. I told you about her last week. Kaylee and I have known each other for a long time. We used to work together at CBS Sports, and then she went on, left sports to become a news correspondent, first at CNN, but now with ABC News. And she announced last week on Good Morning America that she tested positive for coronavirus after spending several days in Seattle covering the initial outbreak of this pandemic. So she knows this better than most. She saw it up close earlier than most, and now she's been isolating at her home since early last week and continues to do so, I believe. We'll talk to Kaylee Hartung and do it in the next segment. We're going to do that right around 4:25. When I finish that, usually take a break, come back, do four notable stories at 4:44, at which point I'm going to discuss four previously undiscussed stories, but that's not what I'm going to do today, because there's really only one story I want to discuss in that segment, and it's a story that I gotta imagine is going to be in contention to be a Dateline episode someday, Bennett. You see this story from Horseshoe Lake?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes. But I don't know, like, all the deep – I haven't done a deep dive into it, but I know what you're talking about.
I'll give you the simple list version right now. Back in the mid-90s, two people were murdered at Horseshoe Lake, two prominent people. And a person was convicted of those crimes, went to jail, got paroled 2 years ago, and yesterday, according to authorities, went back to Horseshoe Lake and killed the daughter of the woman he killed in the mid-90s.
Unbelievable.
Guy kills a mom, goes to jail, gets out of jail, then go kills the daughter, and then drown himself in the lake. I couldn't even believe it when I was reading it. That's the craziest story in the world. So I'll give you more details on that in the final segment of the first hour. Jeff Calkins will join me at 5 o'clock. Then we'll eventually do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the rundown. Got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with our ongoing national emergency, the 2020 coronavirus pandemic. Numbers continue to go up. Death toll in the United States has now passed 1,000. We were just below 1,000 when left here yesterday. We shot through that, no problem. The total number of cases now, depending on what source you use, is either just below Italy or just ahead of Italy and China. I mean, we have surpassed 80,000 confirmed cases in the United States.
Yeah.
The numbers I'm looking at right now, there's this website I constantly have pulled up. It's like a big scoreboard almost. It's a weird thing to watch, but the numbers are changing periodically. It updates as in close to real time as possible. And right now it says China has 81,782 confirmed cases, Italy 80,589, United States 80,021. But there are other reports circulating now that we have surpassed China and Italy and have more confirmed coronavirus cases in our country than there have been in any other country, which is obviously a really terrifying thing. You know, it was just a few weeks ago where we were trying not to become Italy and not to become China. And now, you know, I'll let the medical officials do the predicting, but it does appear we're at least at risk of going down those same paths and enduring the same type of hospital crunches that are happening, you know, that are happening still in Italy and are happening right now in New York City. You know, there are still people out there trying to downplay this, be dismissive of it, discount it. I would just encourage everybody, before you listen to those people, go read Twitter feeds of doctors who are working in New York City right now, who are completely overrun, exhausted, scared, and ill-equipped to battle this thing that we're now battling in every state in the United States. The story just published in New York Times. There's a retirement community, a waterfront high-end retirement community in New York. It just has six people die there in that community.
Jeez.
Six people in that community. Like, you work your whole life to live peacefully in this retirement community, and then you have your life end in this way because somebody got the virus, and then it spread very quickly to the most vulnerable people we have, which are the oldest people in this country. So six people who all lived in the same retirement community have died from coronavirus. So the numbers, again, just continue to be horrific. The individual stories, a nightmare. And, you know, as the leading medical officials in our country reminded us last night and again throughout the day, it will get worse before it gets better. How worse? That's up to us. But it will get worse before it gets better. As for sports, still no date in sight for when we might get back to to that. I don't know if you caught any of Steph Curry's Skype with Dr. Anthony Fauci earlier today. But Steph specifically asked him, like, when will we have sports again? And he gave the same answer to these, to that question as he's given to any type of question when people start asking for dates. Can we do this by Easter? Can we do this by July? Can we do this by August? His answer is always, we don't know. We don't know. So again, if you got somebody out there who's telling you they know, oh, we'll be back to normal in 3 weeks. Oh, we'll be back to normal by June 1st. Oh, surely by August 1st, it'll be fine. Just know that the smartest guy on this thing is telling you he doesn't know. So there's no way your buddy on Facebook knows, all right? The smartest guy going doesn't know. So there's no way your favorite sports columnist on Twitter knows. So Steph pushed him on it, and he said, ultimately, it's up to us. You know, we will get back to sports when the curve starts to be flattened. And the only way to do that, or at least the best way to do that, is through the social distancing and the lockdowns that we're going through right now. And so I guess when the NBA season first shut down, we were still hopeful. That was a little more than 2 weeks ago, that maybe we could get back to normal in a month. Well, now we know that's not true. 2 months isn't going to be true. Whether it's 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, we do not know. And even though my life revolves around sports, my career revolves around sports, there's sports in my home every night that I'm at home. I really haven't missed it that much, if I'm being honest. I've kept busy. I've been working, still a pretty heavy workload, trying to do it with two young kids in the house. You know, my hands are full. Just like all parents right now. I'm not trying to pretend my situation's any different or more stressful than anybody else's. In fact, I know that my situation's less stressful than others because there's people who have over the past week or two lost their jobs and don't know how they're going to pay their bills next week. My family's not going through that. So we're on the lucky side of things right now, relatively speaking. But it doesn't mean these days aren't stressful and obviously different. You know, like I said yesterday, my kids haven't been really outside of their home other than to take a walk around the neighborhood with me or their mother, you know, in more than 2 weeks. They haven't seen anybody that they know outside of me or their mom or their older brother. That's a weird way to live. So I've been, like, my hands are full. So I haven't really missed sports. But today was the first day where I was like, ah, this sucks from a sports perspective. I've been saying it sucks from a world perspective for weeks now. But from a sports perspective, I didn't really, when the NCAA tournament was supposed to start last Thursday, and you know, like, okay, this is the minute that first game would have tipped off. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just doing other things. I was like chasing a three-year-old around the house. It just didn't, I know that there were hardcore sports fans who felt sadness on that day. I just wasn't one of them.
Made your life a little easier.
I don't know that that's true.
Okay. Well,
I was talking.
Okay. It made your life different, right?
It made my life different. I'm not sure my life is easier right now.
Yeah,
like, I think that working long days in New York, talking on television, is less stressful than trying to do what I'm doing now from a work perspective and, you know, keep two young children at home all day long.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I wouldn't say I'm depressed. I don't want to overstate it. I'm not battling depression. But, like, I haven't felt well the past couple of days. And I don't mean, like, from a, like, I'm coughing or, like, I feel down. Like, I'm worn out from just, you know, from just being at home nonstop.
It's not easy being cooped up in the house.
It's just not.
No,
it's not.
No.
It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not the worst thing in the world, but it's not the best thing in the world either.
Right.
So my life is different right now. I don't know that it's easier. I feel more stressed out right now than I think I would be if I were in New York City at this moment, getting ready to go into studio to talk about basketball all night long. But my larger point is, today would have been an incredible sports day. And this is the first day where I went, I wish we did have what we could have had today. I wish that stuff was happening. Because we'd have Sweet 16 games tonight and baseball all day long.
Yeah.
Like Jacob DeGrom would already be 1-0 with a 0.34 ERA. Mets would be 1-0 with a win over the reigning world champion Washington Nationals. That's the way I should have been spending my afternoon. Instead, I just went for a walk around the block with my two little dudes. We'd had Mets Nationals today, Cubs Brewers today, Dodgers Giants today, Angels Astros today.
Yankees.
Yankees Orioles today.
It's like the only series to get excited about as an Orioles fan.
The first one.
Yeah.
Before you're 0-4 to start the season. So, like, baseball would have been back today. And I know the weather isn't great everywhere in the country right now, but, man, how nice is it outside today?
Yeah.
It felt like baseball today. No baseball. And just think about that. Like, I'll just tell the story from my own perspective. I'd have got up today. I'd have watched the Mets and Nationals. And then tonight, we'd have had Sweet 16 games. And I went and pulled up Jerry Palm's final projected bracket. And then advanced all the higher seeds to the Sweet 16 just to get a sense for what we could have had. Not what we definitely would have had, but what we could have had tonight. And here's what we could have had tonight. Kansas against Kentucky in a Midwest regional semifinal and Duke Creighton. So we could have had Kansas, Kentucky tonight, Duke Creighton tonight, and then on Saturday, we could have had Duke against either Kansas or Kentucky. Instead, nothing.
Yep.
Also tonight, we'd had Gonzaga, Oregon. Could have had Gonzaga, Oregon. And could have had San Diego State, Seton Hall. And then maybe, let's just advance the higher seeds, we'd have had Gonzaga, San Diego State on Saturday. Two West Coast teams that were dominant on the West Coast all season long playing in the West Regional Final. Instead, nothing. And then tomorrow, we'd have had more baseball, but then, again, if the higher seeds of Jerry Palm's bracket projected bracket advanced, we'd have had Dayton, Louisville, and Villanova, Michigan State in the East Regional, and then Baylor, Butler, Florida State, Maryland in the South Regional, which means on Sunday, we could have had Dayton with National Player of the Year, Obi Toppin, against either Villanova or Michigan State in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Instead, nothing. And then also on Sunday, we could have had either Baylor, Florida State, or Baylor, Maryland, with Scott Drew, Mark Turgeon, Leonard Hamilton, whichever combination got there. And I guess we could throw Butler in there too, LaValle Jordan. All with an opportunity to go to their first Final Four.
Yeah. And not to mention the Grizzlies likely playing a huge game against the Toronto Raptors at home on Saturday night.
Right,
yeah.
Right. I mean, just like today was the first day it like hit me where I was like, man,
this would have been a big weekend.
This would have been tremendous. I mean, a tremendous weekend. You know, my career is covering college basketball. The sport I actually enjoy watching the most is baseball. And so this is always the most fun time of the year for me. You get baseball starting and college basketball at its apex. And instead, we got nothing but one confirmed virus after another, after another, after another, and young kids just tearing your house to pieces. I find something new broken in my house every day.
Yeah.
Every day. Today, I went outside. Like, we went for a walk, and then I went in the backyard for a minute. Like, my fence is broken. I was like, who broke the fence? And I'm just assuming it's Oliver because usually he's the one responsible for broken stuff. I was like, you can't even really get mad. They're going crazy.
Yeah.
Being at home nonstop, they're going crazy. So they just start breaking fences, I guess. I don't know. But, this would have been an incredible sports weekend starting today. Opening day of Major League Baseball, Sweet 16 games tonight and tomorrow night, followed by more baseball this weekend, NBA this weekend, and Elite Eight games on Saturday and Sunday. Instead, I don't know what we're going to do. But, I don't know, hopefully Netflix comes out with Tiger King 2 or something.
Yeah, Ozark this weekend.
I haven't watched the first two seasons.
Oh, you'd like? I think you'd like Ozark.
I think people I trust do like it.
It's pretty good.
And I actually had when I saw that it was coming out like last week, I was like, I wonder if I could get caught up by tomorrow, because I knew season 3 starts tomorrow, and I didn't even get started on it. Didn't even get started. But, you know, given that we're not going to have sports for, it appears, several months at the very least, I figure at some point I'll get caught up on everything.
Yeah, we'll break it down at some point.
At some point I'll get caught up on everything. Kaylee Hartung is a correspondent for ABC News. She covered the initial outbreak in Seattle and subsequently tested positive for coronavirus. She is isolating right now. But one of the things I've tried to do over the past few weeks is, as often as possible, talk to people who know more about this than I do. And so who better than somebody who saw this up close earlier than the rest of our country and who is actually dealing with it in her own life? Kaylee Hartung from ABC News. She's going to join me next.
For Memphis, whether it's sports or information that matters to you, we're the Mid-South leader. Sports, sure, but also local information that matters. We care, and we're the most relevant FM talk station around. Thanks for choosing 92.9 FM ESPN, more than sports. Now, more than ever, always free, always on, and always your first choice in Memphis. 92.9 is helping Memphis stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It is 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish, as you surely know by now. It's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it is what I, Gary Parrish, buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. Do you know how silly it is to pay nearly twice as much for another bottle of vodka when New Amsterdam is awesome and available? It's super silly. So don't do that. Instead, just grab a bottle or a case of New Amsterdam Vodka, which is the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. And very shortly, they're going to have a watermelon flavored vodka. That'll be the newest flavor when it hits the shelves. It'll be here before you know it. Also, New Amsterdam got a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, grab that. A bottle of New Amsterdam gluten-free vodka. Ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com.
An impossible deal just became possible. At Burger King, now you can get 2 Impossible Whopper sandwiches for only $6 as part of the 2-for-$6 deal. Mix and match between the Impossible Whopper, the Classic Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich, and get 2 for only $6. The Impossible Whopper, with a flame grill patty made from plants, now part of the 2-for-$6 deal. Burger King, your way, way better. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Single sandwich at regular price on menu.
Hi, folks. Bob Berkheimer for Sunrise Buick GMC Truck. A lot has happened overnight, and just wanted to let you know we're open at Sunrise for all your automotive needs. Service, body shop, parts, and sales. Go online to sunrisememphis.com to schedule an appointment. Should you need a vehicle, we're offering 0% up to 84 months with deferred payments up to 120 days. You can shop online. We'll bring the car or truck to you. At Sunrise, we know you want to feel safe, so bring your car or truck to any Sunrise location, and we'll disinfect it at no charge. Sunrise, stress-free and safe. Covington Pike, Wolf Chase, and Collierville.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that Platinum Jewelers in Memphis, and now also in Germantown, is the place to go for bridal jewelry. I've been telling you about them for years. It's where I bought my wife's wedding ring, and if you're about to make a big purchase, it's the place you need to go to. Platinum Jewelers specializes in engagement rings, wedding bands, and eternity bands, and if you don't find what you're looking for, they can help you custom design it. So if you're thinking of proposing, don't do it until you go see the good folks at Platinum Jewelers. They got 2 locations in the area. One is at 545 Perkins in East Memphis, and the new location's at 9387 Poplar Avenue in Germantown. That's Platinum Jewelers on the web, PlatinumJewelers.com.
Are you in the market for a new home? Orion is redefining closing cost by paying up to $2,000 towards your closing cost with an Orion home loan. Orion is making house hunting less stressful so you can focus on more important things like what size TV to get for your new house. Learn more at OrionFCU.com and get pre-qualified today. Applies to borrower paid closing cost, cannot exceed actual cost paid, minimum loan amount $95,000, conventional first mortgages in Tennessee, Arkansas, and Mississippi only. Conditions apply, equal housing lender.
Hey, everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. I'm here to tell you that since I was a kid, when I wanted the best Memphis barbecue, I would go to Corky's. Getting together with family, friends, or the team, the best way to celebrate is over slow-smoked hickory barbecue and the other great food at Corky's. And by the way, tell them Penny sent you.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, broadcasting from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Everything I love.
There's a crazy, crazy story out of Horseshoe Lake that broke yesterday. Really, last night after I got home is when I first saw it. I'll share that story with you in the next segment. Then Jeff Calkins will join me a little after 5 o'clock. But right now, Kelly Hartung is a correspondent for ABC News who was covering the initial outbreak in the United States of the coronavirus pandemic in Seattle and subsequently tested positive for coronavirus. One of the things, like I said earlier, I've been trying to do over the past couple of weeks is talk to people who are smarter than I am and who know more about this than I do. Kelly Hartung is both of those things. Please make her the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
Kaylee, it's your old pal Gary. How you doing?
Gary, hi. This is usually the time of year we get to hang out, you know? March Madness, Final Four, and instead... here we are.
Instead, here we are. I know that after you announced last week on Good Morning America that you had tested positive for coronavirus, that you were isolating. Are you still in isolation?
So I have hit the 14-day mark from the onset of my symptoms, and I've learned what it's like to leave the confines of my apartment and take a walk around my block. But that's as far as I've gotten. CDC guidelines now say that if you're 7 days from the onset of symptoms and if you've been without a fever for more than 72 hours and your symptoms have been improving for more than 72 hours, you're released from isolation, but you're asked to continue quarantining and social distancing. So, you know, as far as I was concerned, there was nowhere to go, and there was no real need for me to put myself or anyone else in a confined space, even like a grocery store. I've just continued to get things delivered and have done so much as to, yeah, take a walk around my block with a mask on. And if I come near anybody, you know, I'll pop into the street, walk on the other side of a car and get back on the sidewalk. But this is just, it's such strange territory to navigate. I never thought that the idea of walking down my street could feel so much like freedom, but here we are.
Do you live in Manhattan, is that correct?
No, I'm actually in L.A.
Oh, you're in L.A. now, okay.
LA. Yeah, I moved to L.A. last month, and I haven't even wrapped my mind around what life would be like if I was still in New York through this experience. You know, no surprise, I've got a little bit more square footage in my isolation confines in L.A. than I would have had in New York, but to see what's happening there and the rapid growth they've experienced there for the spread of the virus is, you know, man, my heart goes out to everybody there.
I'm talking to Kaylee Hartung from ABC News, announced last week on Good Morning America that she had tested positive for coronavirus. I know you said on television last week that you have no idea who you had direct contact with that passed this virus on to you. But, you know, we can reasonably, I think, connect some dots. You were in Seattle covering for ABC News the initial outbreak there, which was just heartbreaking to watch. And you got to see that up close, which suggests to me that you probably had a better grasp than most Americans, of what was about to happen in our country. First, would you agree with that? Did you see what was coming perhaps before the rest of America, or at least lots of Americans, knew what was coming?
What I saw sooner than most people in this country, I think, was the real toll this virus could take and how quickly it could be deadly. I think I was on the front end of recognizing how serious this virus is. And then I saw it as my job to help the rest of America better understand. Because, you know, and sadly, until this virus comes where you live, I think people have had a hard time wrapping their minds around the seriousness of it. And, you know, all I wanted while I was in Seattle was to give the families there who had loved ones at that nursing home where the outbreak really began, I just wanted to help give them a voice, because those families needed answers. They needed to hold government officials accountable for doing the things that they said they would do to help these people. And it was, if anything, what I saw on the front end was how terribly unprepared this country was for an infectious disease to spread, because it couldn't be managed in a nursing home with 120 people. So how was this country going to manage it when it spread farther? And now, sadly, we're seeing that across the country.
So you see that in Seattle, and then at the same time, you're watching the rest of America, or at least large segments of the rest of America, continue to operate our daily schedules normally. You know, like on the day that the NBA finally shut down, I was on an airplane flying back from, I believe, Washington, D.C. that morning. And, you know, the airplane was mostly filled up with people. Even into last week, we saw spring breakers partying as if this wasn't a real thing at the beaches in Florida. How frustrating was it for you to see this up close, not only to be a confirmed case, but also see death, you know, up close in Seattle, and then see people in every state in this country, for the most part, still not taking this as seriously as they should?
It was heartbreaking. I mean, Gary, I stood outside this Life Care nursing home in Seattle, and every day we would watch ambulances pull up, and we would see one, two, three, four people be rolled out on stretchers and taken to the hospital. And then the next day the death toll would climb. And then I would meet someone who would tell me, my mother passed away 2 days ago. I mean, I was up close and personal with the people first affected in the worst ways, their lives changed forever by this virus. So yes, it was incredibly frustrating to hear people dismiss this. I had so many people coming at me on Twitter from the beginning, blaming me for contributing to the hysteria that the media was calling, or the hype that we were creating. And of course, citing the fact that the flu kills more people every year than this virus was at that time. All you can do is try to educate people. I mean, I think that's our job as journalists, is to, you know, shine a light on problems, give them a platform so that people can better understand them. And I think so much of this process has been about education. And I hope that anybody who watches ABC News feels like they've learned something from it. That's certainly our goal. But then I encountered the challenge of educating my family when I contracted the virus, because I had to be able to say to my family who's in Louisiana, while I'm on the other side of the country in Los Angeles with this virus, I had to say to them, whoa, guys, I need you to calm down. I don't want you to be worried. My health is not at risk here. I have mild symptoms. I am a mild case. I am going to be okay. But what you need to understand is the risk that I am is to anyone I come in contact with. You know, if I were to come in contact with a vulnerable person, a high-risk person, whether that be elderly, anyone with underlying conditions, anyone whose immune system is weakened, then I am putting that person in a terribly dangerous situation. There's been education on multiple levels, and now I think when we all look around and see economies in countries all over the world shut down to try to stop the spread of the virus, to try to keep people at home, I really hope we have, for the most part, moved past the concept of people not taking this seriously, or people dismissing this as some kind of hysteria created by the media. This is very real. I've seen it firsthand, and I hope that people are paying attention to the right sources of information to understand how harmful this virus can be.
Talking to Kaylee Hartung from ABC News. She covered the initial outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic in Seattle. subsequently tested positive for the coronavirus. Did all of that or any of that play a role in you going on television last morning on a really, I mean, last week on a obviously important and prominent television show and telling your story? Because when I watched it, I came on this radio station and at least from my perspective, tried to tell people why I thought it was important. And that's because initially, you know, this was just mostly anonymous people. Like, it was always somebody's mother, somebody's father, but they weren't people we knew. And yet you're somebody who we know, who people see on television. I thought it was important for you to tell your story. In a similar way, it was important for Kevin Durant to tell his story. We needed names and faces on this to get some people to take this more seriously. Did that play a role in your decision to share your story with the nation?
Absolutely. And I felt really fortunate that I had a platform to share my story, because the message that I was trying to get across with my story was that we have to take these mild symptoms seriously. Going back to what I had to explain to my family, my medical condition is not putting me in danger, but I could put other people's lives in danger. So I really wanted my story to be that reality check for people who say, oh, you know what, I feel run down, you know, I've got these, you know, this runny nose, or oh, I've got these backaches. You know, we can all find ways to explain away what are mild symptoms. But because I was lucky enough to get a test, when so many people with mild symptoms aren't being tested, I wanted to be that reality check moment for people to say, oh my gosh, this is why I need to take this seriously. I could be spreading this. I could be spreading this virus that's killing people. And as soon as I was able to get tested, and let me tell you, it was not easy for me to get tested. It was an incredibly frustrating and defeating process. You know, on my day that was the most miserable from the physical symptoms, I was also dealing with the just baffling level of confusion and misdirection that led to me jumping through hoops to figure out how to get tested. And that highlights a problem in and of itself, because, you know, like you say, I was able to put a face to it because you know me, and it made it more real. But I'm just a person who was lucky enough to get tested to have the information to know that I have the virus. Who knows how many people you actually know, Gary, or I actually know, who have this virus. Sadly, the testing capability in this country isn't that to where we can all put a name to these feelings that we're having. So all that being said, it was important to me to share that story, and it didn't take long for me to decide that it was something I wanted to do. I think for a minute I worried about the criticism that I was opening myself up to because I was one of those people with mild symptoms who was able to get tested. Now, as this virus spreads, as more and more people are infected, the guidance is very clear. Anyone with mild symptoms like mine shouldn't be going to a hospital to get tested. But where I was in the process of this whole story and pandemic evolving, you know, ABC News in particular wanted me tested for the safety of my crew and those around me, and considering where we had been. And I think it really helped us all better understand how transmissible this virus is, because again, I still can't pinpoint where I got it, what that source of infection was. To your point, yes, it's reasonable to assume that I contracted this in Seattle when I was just on the front lines and seeing this virus spread within this nursing home. But again, I didn't speak to anybody still to this day who has tested positive. I spoke with people who had loved ones inside that nursing home who had visited them in recent days. But I've been in contact with all of them. None of them turned out to be symptomatic. And so our guidance at that point, when we returned back home to Los Angeles, was, well, if you haven't had any known contact with anyone who's tested positive for the virus, and if you don't have any symptoms, then you're fine. But what we were quickly learning was that by the time you have symptoms, it's too late. You've already been spreading this virus. And so that led to me having to have some really tough conversations with some of my closest friends who I'd seen in the days since I'd gotten back to Los Angeles, and apologized profusely and thankfully, they were all wonderfully understanding. They said, this isn't your fault. You know, you didn't know, and we don't blame you for it. And we, at this point, we're learning more, and we recognize we could have gotten it at the grocery store yesterday. But, you know, my friends who I'd seen then chose to self-quarantine. And again, thankfully, none of them have had symptoms. But yeah, it's so strange thinking back on how little we knew 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and recognizing there's still so much we don't know now.
I'm wrapping up here with Kaylee Hartung from ABC News. Last thing before I let you go, you mentioned you are from Louisiana, and that state is now dealing with incredible numbers, and there's some thought that it could become the next epicenter of this pandemic in the United States. How concerned are you? I know you live in L.A. now, but that state still means the world to you, and you've got family there. How concerned are you about Louisiana right now?
Absolutely. I just talked to my mom a couple minutes ago to make sure that they're all staying home as much as they can. But my gosh, the numbers just continue to rise in New Orleans in particular and across the state of Louisiana. I spoke to a pulmonologist 2 days ago down there who said, you know, New Orleans is no stranger to disaster, but this isn't like any hurricane. This is like standing on the shore and watching a tsunami head your way, knowing you can't do anything to stop it at this point. I think that the timing of Mardi Gras is what it is. You know, 4 weeks ago, the whole city of New Orleans and thousands of tourists were celebrating that. And of course, you know, you're in close quarters at those parades and as the party extends through the week. And I think that's no coincidence that we're seeing these dramatic numbers rise there. I mean, from Friday to Monday, the number of cases there tripled. And again, it's because the testing is becoming more available because we're able to identify the virus in people. But one thing the pulmonologist I spoke to pointed out to me was that the people who are coming to the hospital in need of help are in need of critical care. This is the kind of people are needing care that is going to take up valuable resources like ventilators, and those numbers are what are so staggering to them. Yes, across the country, we're saying 80% of cases are mild, but I think what's additionally concerning in Louisiana is that so many of the cases there are much more serious than a mild case like mine.
It is Kaylee Hartung from ABC News. Make sure you follow her on Twitter, at Kaylee Hartung. That's at Kaylee Hartung. Kaylee, first and foremost, I'm just glad to hear that you're doing okay, feeling better. And I really appreciate you being here. It means the world to me.
Thank you so much, Gary. I appreciate you a ton. Glad to be with you.
I'll see you later. Bye-bye. It's Kaylee Hartung from ABC News, who, again, covered this pandemic up close in Seattle, the initial outbreak, and then subsequently tested positive for coronavirus. Like she said, her case was mild. But I feel like we've gone over this a million times by now, but the fear with somebody having a mild case of coronavirus isn't that they'll suffer in any real way. It's who could she have passed this on to, whose case might not have been, you know, nearly as mild. And that's why she had to isolate and still practice social distancing like most of the rest of the country. And you know, obviously wanted to talk to her for obvious reasons, but also, you know, she's from Louisiana. And New Orleans is a mess right now. And it does appear to be at least somewhat tied to Mardi Gras. Because if you've ever been to Mardi Gras, I mean, it's not just like you're around a lot of people. You're shoulder to shoulder with people nonstop. I mean, there's nowhere to go. It's chaos. And it's reasonable to assume you had countless number of people carrying this virus and then spreading this virus, and then they all go home and then it spreads more. It's a little bit like the soccer game we talked about in Italy, the soccer match we talked about in Italy that took place on February 19th, just 2 days before the first confirmed local transmission case in Italy. Like people, 44,000 people went to a soccer match, didn't know that they were carrying the virus, but then they just passed it all to each other.
Yep.
And then that province turned into the worst province in Italy. You know, right now, still our biggest problems are in New York City, but New Orleans is heading that direction. And it appears that this virus coming to this country, as Mardi Gras was going on, is a contributing factor, perhaps the biggest contributing factor. Really appreciate Kaylee Hartung from ABC News for being here. When we come back, we'll step away from coronavirus just for a minute and discuss what is a wild, wild, disturbing, and sad story originating out at Horseshoe Lake. I'll share that with you next.
I'm consumer investigator Andy Wise. I bet you're really counting on your computer right about now. Maybe you have to work from home. Maybe you're homeschooling the kids. Now more than ever, your laptops, desktops, and devices are essentials. What's great is this. Computer stores and repair shops have been declared essential services under the latest coronavirus emergency declarations. And I have vetted the most trustworthy computer shop in the business, Cooper Systems. Owner Lee Cooper has nearly 40 years in computers, more than anyone else in the market. They sell new and refurbished desktops and laptops of every brand, including Apple. His certified technicians even saved my laptop after some malware hacked it. They found it, squashed it, and saved the very computer I use to run AndyWiseChoices.com. As an essential emergency service, Cooper Systems is open as your wise choice for your computer needs. 2744 Mount Moriah Parkway, 901-360-9679 or at CooperSystems.com.
When our country is faced with adversity, it's not about taking care of ourselves, but taking care of each other. It's the sum of the small parts that make a big difference. To help you get through this, Chevy is promising to do ours. We're offering Chevy owners OnStar Crisis Assist Services and Wi-Fi data to help keep you connected to the things that matter most. And for those in need of a new vehicle, interest-free APR financing with deferred monthly payments for 120 days on most 2019 models and 2020 Equinox, Silverado 1500, and Trax models for very well-qualified buyers when they finance with GM Financial. You may even have the option to shop online from your dealer and take delivery at home. It's just our way of doing our part. Learn more at ChevyCares.com.
See your Mid-South Chevy dealers. At participating dealers, to activate, press your blue OnStar button. Limited time offer. Data provided by AT&T. See OnStar.com for details and limitations. Exclude select base terms. Length of contract limited. Must finance with GM Financial. Some customers may not qualify. Down payment required at signing if applicable. Not available to lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 3/31/20.
Shop at home, curbside pickup, we'll bring it to you. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf, and yes, everyone, including me, is dealing with the new normal. Home selling and home buying is still going on as I watch the number of listings and contracts showing up in the multiple listing service each and every day. While people are staying home more, the irony of connectivity is keeping things closer than ever before. Recently, two different out-of-town buyers made offers on homes because they saw them online. They never actually visited the properties. They didn't kick the bricks, as we say. So stay safe, stay at home, and remember the preamble to the Code of Ethics of the National Association of Realtors. Under all is the land. If you want to discuss your individual situation and how we operate in the current environment, call or email me at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Shell Dunn Rosengarten, 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com.
5-Hour Energy is energy on the go. But what if you're not going anywhere for a while? Then 5-Hour Energy is energy for getting stuff done while you're stuck at home. Like doing an honest day's work for your boss. Getting rid of old clothes.
My old bell bottoms.
Scouring the grout in your shower. Working out on that old stationary bike. And so much more. Go to the store or order online at shop5hourenergy.com. 5-Hour Energy. Energy for hunkering down.
We're facing uncertain times, but Navy Federal Credit Union wants you to know we have your back, and we remain committed to serving all of our members all of the time. That means you can access and manage your accounts from our mobile app and website with no monthly service fees. Additionally, you can get in touch with our world-class member service. For 87 years, we've covered our members in good times and bad, serving active duty, veterans, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
Exxon and Mobil present How to Be Supremium. First, fill your tank with Exxon and Mobil Supremium Fuel, Synergy Supreme Plus. It keeps your engine 2 times cleaner for better gas mileage. Then get the rest of your car 2 times cleaner. My rims are so shiny they can be seen from space. I saw pictures. So claim your engine with Exxon and Mobil Synergy Supreme Plus. It's supreme. It's premium. It's supremium. Fill up today or go to Exxon.com for details.
Synergy Supreme Plus gas compared to Synergy regular gas and poor fuel and jet engines. Benefits based on continuous use and may vary.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, broadcasting from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Try to live your life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night, right? Every single fight, right? I was looking at the gram and I don't even like lights. I was screaming at my daddy, told me it ain't Christ-like. I was screaming at the referee just like Mike. Looking for a bright light. Seagull, what your life like? Riding on a white bike, feeling like a sight bike. Pressing on the gas, supernova for a night light. Screaming at my dad and he told me it ain't Christ-like. But nobody never tell you when you're being like Christ. Only ever seeing me, only when they need me. Like if Tyler Perry made a movie for BT. Searching for a deity. Now you want to see it free. Now you want to see it free. Let you see it through your piece. Tell me
Jeff Calkins going to join me a little after 5 o'clock. He's your award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. He'll be here a little after 5. Right now, wild story out of Horseshoe Lake that published last night. John Bifus wrote about it for the Commercial Appeal. Jackson Baker wrote about it for the Memphis Flyer. And I'll just read you the first paragraph from Jackson's story because it'll summarize this, okay, and then we'll try to make sense of it. Martha McKay of Hughes, Arkansas, was stabbed to death Wednesday in her Horseshoe Lake home, Snowden House, which she operated as a bed and breakfast. Her apparent assailant, who broke into the house, was Travis Lewis, the same man who had recently been paroled from prison after serving a lengthy term for the double murder in 1996 of McKay's mother, Sally McKay, and her first cousin, Lee Baker, a well-known Memphis musician. So did you follow that?
Yes.
Okay. In the mid-90s, 1996, this guy Travis Lewis murders a lady named Sally McKay and Lee Baker.
Mm-hmm.
He's convicted of the crime. He goes to jail. He's in prison. He gets out in 2018, and yesterday, he went, broke into the home, and killed the daughter of the woman he killed in 1996. And then tried to escape once authorities got there because apparently Martha McKay was able to alert an alarm that alerted authorities, so they were on the way. But when they got there, it was too late to save her. But when they got there, Travis Lewis was still apparently there. And he ran into Horseshoe Lake, went underwater, and never came up. His escape was to drown himself in the lake.
And did they find his body?
They recovered his body, yes.
Oh, he did. So he died. He
just ran into the lake and drowned. I guess we'll never know if he ran into the lake thinking
maybe I could
that was
swim
an actual
away.
Escape,
yeah.
Or if he just ran into the lake to die. But either way, is there a more bizarre story than this one?
No.
You kill somebody. You kill a woman. Okay. A mother. You go to jail. Prison. You get out, and then you kill the daughter of that woman that you killed back in 1996.
It's like something out of a movie because, I mean, do we know if he knew these people back in 96?
The details are still sketchy.
Coming out, yeah. Because clearly, I mean, the guy sat in prison for all these years thinking about revenge, right?
Well, in the Memphis Flyer, it says that members of the deceased family had actually opposed a capital sentence of Travis Lewis back in 1996. So, in other words, prosecutors could have pursued a capital sentence, and the family of the victims opposed it. So they played a role in him someday getting out of jail. And then he got out of jail and he killed the daughter of the woman that he killed in 1996.
That's insane. I mean, he only served 22 years in prison.
That's another thing.
How do you only murder?
How do you only do 22 years for a double murder?
Yeah, that just makes no sense.
Because he was a teenager at the time, but tried as an adult, convicted, gets out, and I actually think it was, yeah, like 22 years, basically.
That's crazy.
How do you only do 22 years for a double murder?
I don't know.
Then get out and kill somebody else.
That's unbelievable.
So it'll be interesting to see the more details that come out about this, but just on a surface level, craziest story you could think of. Like, it's built for Dateline, and I don't say that to be, like, you know, these are real people. You know, when we goof around about Dateline, those are real people, but it's like, there's somebody listening right now who knows his family. So I'd never try to be insensitive about it. It's a heartbreaking, tragic story. But it does seem like the type of thing that shows up on those national shows that focus on these types of tragic and horrific stories, because...
Well, that's where I saw about it first, was Dateline tweeting it.
And oh, really?
I
didn't even know that.
No, Dateline tweeted it, and I was like, Horseshoe Lake? Like, that's like right over here.
Dude, what if Keith Morrison ends up at Horseshoe Lake?
What if Keith Morrison ends up at Horseshoe Lake?
We ain't even thought about that yet.
No. I mean, Dateline's the one. Literally, if you look at the our tweet before this segment, that's what I kind of copied, was the Dateline one.
Okay. So Dateline's on it. We don't need
Dateline's
to alert
them. No, we're going to get a Dateline about this for sure.
Well, I can't wait for that. I can't wait for that. I miss sports, but we still got Dateline, thank God, and we could get a Dateline originating from Horseshoe Lake because of just the wildest story. Like, it's one of those, when I saw it last night, I had to read it like twice, like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I read it, and I was like, okay, now what happened? Hold up. This guy killed two people in 1996, got out of jail, then went and killed the daughter of the woman that he killed in 1996? That's what happened? And then walked into the lake and drowned himself? Like, every part of the story got crazier.
I mean, you got to think that he just sat in prison for 22 years thinking about how he was going to, I guess, get back at these people for being the reason he went to prison, even though he murdered.
I couldn't begin to guess what he was thinking about when he's in prison, or what makes somebody do any of these things. A double murder in 1996 or another murder in 2020. So I don't have any idea, but just the wildest story. Google it and read more about it, and then prepare yourself for the Dateline episode to come, because this is perfectly designed for Dateline. Jeff Calkins up next.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the radio.com free app.
If you're the kind of person who agrees nothing beats the great outdoors, we have some fantastic news. Honda has found a way to make the outdoors even greater with special offers on some of our best four-wheel vehicles. It's happening now during the Greater Outdoor Sales Event at DeSoto Honda. Every Honda ATV and Pioneer side-by-side has the power to take on the biggest jobs and trails. And for unbridled thrills over any terrain, there's our Talon 1000s. Find the four-wheel vehicle that works hardest for you and start the year with a great deal, like up to $1,400 factory to dealer incentives on select models. Make this your greatest year outdoors yet. But hurry, because offers this good can't last long. Get to DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch now during the Greater Outdoor Sales Event. Factory to dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See DeSoto Honda for complete program details and find them online at DeSotoHonda.net.
When you spend all day on your feet, you need real comfort in your footwear. That's why at Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans, we are serious when it comes to our customers' feet. Cowboy Corner carries over 4,000 pair of boots for the entire family. The best of the world's leading brands like Ariat, Tony Lama, and Luke Casey, to name a few. And at Cowboy Corner, you'll find a professional staff to provide product information, offer fitting advice, and answer any questions you might have. It's not self-service, it's stress-free service. That's Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans on Goodman Road in South Haven.
Stop waiting and start off-road living in a Can-Am today. The Spring Fever event is now on at Olive Branch Motorsports. Take
on every task, trail, and terrain in a Can-Am off-road vehicle that will easily handle anything that comes your way. And for a limited time, get up to $2,500 off on select 2019 models, making it easier than ever to go out and play. Visit Olive Branch Motorsports now at 5656 Goodman Road, Olive Branch, Mississippi, or online at obmotorcycleatv.com.
All we seem to hear about today are restaurants closing, waiters and cooks and staff being laid off, musicians not able to work, but we're all in this together, even those of us in the real estate business. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf. We're all making adjustments. We're still selling homes, but we're riding in separate cars, walking through homes separately, having closings in separate rooms, and like Chris just told me, his hands are red and chapped from washing them so much. Those of us in the real estate business are here for you when you need us or if you have any questions. Homes are still going to be sold and bought, especially now with the rates being so low. Just recently, I had two out-of-town buyers make offers on homes they only saw online, never visiting the properties personally. So please don't hesitate to call or email me at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Shell Dunn Rosengarten, 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that Platinum Jewelers in Memphis and now also in Germantown is the place to go for bridal jewelry. I've been telling you about them for years. It's where I bought my wife's wedding ring, and if you're about to make a big purchase, it's the place you need to go to. Platinum Jewelers specializes in engagement rings, wedding bands, and eternity bands. And if you don't find what you're looking for, they can help you custom design it. So if you're thinking of proposing, don't do it until you go see the good folks at Platinum Jewelers. They got two locations in the area. One is at 545 Perkins in East Memphis, and the new location's at 9387.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.